What a ball game here tonight, and a big victory for Scott City.
Yeah, two very good teams. Two wonderful teams, and you know, gave a great exhibition of basketball tonight, also.
Yes, they did. It was back and forth in that first half. Six ties, eight lead changes in that first half. A huge run to get you guys had in that end of that first half. You went on that 12-0 run and took the eight-point lead, led by as many as 10 in that second half. But, I mean, you guys had some good shooting, some timely threes from Chance Yeager, from Dylan Hutchins, and even Sloan Baker in the third quarter.
Well, they did. I know that's what we expected. Some of those guys showed up half hour early to practice this morning and got in an extra 150 to 200 threes. And, you know, Trey, I told Trey, he'd get some shots, and he orchestrated it. So, you know, that's what leaders do. You got Dylan in there and, you know, a couple sophomores, a Chance State afternoon shot. So, you know, really nice right there.
Coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game. The Beaver boys winning here in the Orange and Black, 62-57 over Hayes High. Brady Worth, you knew coming in he was going to be a big matchup problem. He had 11 first quarter points. You shut him out in the second, and then he had around 8 points after that. It finished with 19, but you guys really did a good job adjusting to him in the final three quarters.
Our guys battled their butt off. Kyle and Drake, and, you know, especially Sloan, you know, both some backside help, got some tip outs and things. So our guys went in there and battled.
And Trey O'Neill, nice night for him once again over the 20-point plateau. 29 points unofficially had for him, and boy, he lit it up early on in that first half with 20 points.
Well, he was a little disappointed with himself for yesterday with the way he shot and wanted to come back and go strong. So, you know, being a Fort Hayes signee, playing from the Hayes crowd, definitely want to put on a good show.
And that's one of the things there, Brady Worth and him. And, you know, those two really shined, the high point totals for both teams. You knew coming in it was going to be that case.
Oh, you did. I mean, you know, there was a bunch of other really good players out there. I mean, both teams had kids played really well tonight. So, but both teams got to be proud of themselves.
Three times in a row, you guys have been to this tournament here. Three times Orange and Black champions. So you guys have now won 11 straight tournament games here in this Orange and Black dating back to 2010. And what a run it's been for you guys continuing here tonight.
It has been. I mean, you know, just a special run. I'm just, you know, be proud to be, you know, a part of it. You know, I thank God every day for the kids I have out there. You know, so I can't be happy with our kids at this point.
Coach, it had to have been unusual to see in the game. You only had one free throw tipped in the first quarter, then shot more in that fourth quarter. And to win by five against a quality team and shoot under 10 free throws in the game, that's kind of an odd stat.
Well, we've only had two games this year where the opponents have shot more, and Holcomb was one, and then tonight was the other one. Shoot, at one time it was like 10-1. You know, so I mean, that's kind of crazy. I thought we got fouled a couple times on some shots.
All right. Well, a nice tournament championship run for you guys. You should have a couple, three guys on that all-tournament team, Trey and Brent for sure, and maybe Sloan, hopefully Sloan. And
I hope so. I mean, he really battled, you know, all three games on the boards, and, you know, definitely tonight with the big boy.
All right. Well, you take a look ahead. It's two games next week, two more road trips. Lakin on Tuesday, Goodland on Friday. I think Lakin's in their High Plains Tournament champions, and I know you kind of want to enjoy this night tonight, but Lakin has been a team that's kind of been up and down this year.
Well, they have, and I'm not really going to talk about them right now because I don't know nothing about them. So, you know, we're just going to be satisfied with the win tonight and enjoy it for 24 hours.
Well, congratulations, Coach, a tournament champion here again at Colby, and 62-57 winner. Always appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds super. Thanks, Adam.